This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Said the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day, there's a big bad cat living down the way. He talks about your folks in a heck of a way, and a lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's left in his cage. He meets the elephant up under a tree, and he says, big boys, either you or me. The elephant looks him over from the corner of his eyes. You better find someone to fight that's more your size. The lion jumps up and makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all day, they fought all night. I don't know what happened, but things got tight. The lion came back more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
Call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Well, he waked up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb and his head hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat, the lion was on him with all 4 feet. But the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, said, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey's on his back studying up a scheme. He's trying to get rid of that Jungle King. You bear with me, and I wish you would. I'll tear you up all over the woods. The lion jumps up and squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Yeah, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And we just heard Count Basie to start off our show with the Jungle King. That was recorded in New York on May 22nd, 1947 for the Victor label. And that was the great Jimmy Rushing on the vocals. And it's establishing our theme this week, which is kings and queens. And we're going to visit plenty of them. I got tons of music to get to this week. I'm going to try and get everything in. So we're going to start off the first set right off with Charlie Moore and Bill Napier and Truck Driver's Queen. And this is going to be a little bit of an extended set. And we got lots to get to and more good stuff later. Stay tuned. It's going to be a good one.
Coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting the sweetest ever seen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen.
Countryside, her ladies in waiting are crying inside. I'm king of a lonely castle, for the queen of my heart is gone. But I don't really have a castle, and I don't have a thorn to ascend, but I did have a queen. Now she's gone, and it seems that it's best to pretend with the storybook end. I'm king of a lonely castle, for the queen of my heart is gone. My banner is flying, my love from the tower, proclaiming to heaven I'd die every hour. That I'm king of a lonely castle, for the queen of my heart is gone.
I have been captured, I'll never get away, though my heart tried so hard to warn. I'll never be free, I'm under the spell of the devil in a woman's form. Every day her vision reels around in my head, every night her spirit walks around my bed. The devil's queen, the devil's queen, oh Lordy, help my soul, she's the devil's queen. I saw flames leaping when I looked in her eyes, when I held her my heart said no. And then as we kissed I heard him cry aloud, you fool, fool. I can't be still when she's away from me, and the torture just makes me cry. I'd be better dead than to go on this way, but somehow I just don't want to die. The devil's queen, the devil's queen. Oh well, I'm doomed as the victim of the devil's queen. Every night her spirit walks around in my bed. The devil's queen, the devil's queen. Oh Lordy, help my soul, she's the devil's queen. Devil's queen, devil's queen, devil's queen. She's my one and only one. I call her my ton of fun. She's got the skin you love to touch. Why did she have to have so much? Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. She weighs about 293. That makes her just right for me. She's got everything it takes. When she laughs, she shimmies and she shakes. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. Last winter when times was hard, I was a-settin' in the kitchen on a bucket of lard. She sat on my lap real nice and easy. I got up so good and greasy. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. She's too fat for me to hug. You ought to see her jitterbug. She walks real fast with a lot of force. Then she stops and lets nature take its course. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. She's got a shape like a big bass fiddle, big at the top and bottom at the little. She's so fat she looks like jelly. When she laughs she shakes all over. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll.
Oh, one of my favorite duos, Homer and Jethro, with King-Sized Baby. That was recorded in New York on May 17th, 1949 for the RCA Victor label. And before that, we heard Dorsey Burnett with The Devil's Queen. And that was recorded up in some canyon in Malibu Beach, California on November 24th, 1958. And you might know Dorsey Burnett from Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. And that was Dorsey on the vocal there in the bass and Roy Lanham on the guitar. And before that, the great Ferlin Husky with King of a Lonely Castle. That was recorded in Hollywood on July 29th, 1954 for the Capitol label. And we start off that set with Charlie Moore who was known for his truck driving songs. That was Charlie Moore and his partner Bill Napier on the harmony vocal, both of them playing guitars. It was recorded in Cincinnati on December 28th, 1962, Truck Driver's Queen for the King label, coincidentally. And that's our theme this week. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with kings and queens. And we got tons of good stuff today, if I don't say so myself. And for our next set, we're going to introduce somebody I don't think I've ever played on Freetown Radio, but really important in the history of Western swing, rockabilly, etc. And I'm talking about Merrill Moore, who was a great boogie-woogie piano player, who fused Western swing, boogie-woogie, and early R&B, and he was considered a big influence on the rockabilly stars, especially Jerry Lee Lewis. And his career mainly started in 1950. He was actually signed to, I think it was Capitol Records, in 1952. And by the early 60s, he was relegated to session pianist. And he played on a lot of sessions for Johnny Cash, Farron Young, Kay Starr, and many others. And one of my favorite tracks by him, and this is going to feature Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West on guitar and steel. And this was recorded in Hollywood on March 14th, 1956. How about a little King Porter Stomp? Here we go.
If you want to get your jollies, grab your coat and follow me. It's better than a show at Dolly's. Oh, brother, just wait and see. Cause away down south in old Louisiana, there's a fine marching band. And when they all begin to rock and roll down the block, they play more jive than any band in the land. And every time that they parade down Basin Street, traffic always stops. When they start to shake it up, they really go and break it up to stop a riot. Better call the cops. They fall in behind them with a syncopated beat. Oh, what a show, look at them go. When they play King Porter's Stomp, man, how that great band could romp. Greatest music you could hear, it's like having Mardi Gras all year. Everybody's going wild, laughing like a happy child. What a swinging marching spree, it's really something to see. Dig the beat, grab a seat, it's a treat. You will meet the elite in the street. Beat your feet in the heat, it's complete. Start jumping, you'll be having a ball. When the plate King Porter stomp, man, how that big band would romp. It's a crazy jamboree, that's where I want to be. When the plate King Porter stomp, man, how that great band could romp. Greatest music you could hear, it's like having Mardi Gras all year. Everybody's going wild, laughing like a happy child. What a swinging marching spree, it's really something to see. Dig the beat, grab a seat, it's a treat. You will meet the elite in the street. Beat your feet in the heat, it's complete. Start jumping, you'll be having a ball. Oh, you'll be having a ball.
Yeah. was a merry old soul, and the old boy loved to have his fling. Old King Cole was a very old soul, but he waved his scepter with a swing. He called for his pipe to kick the gong around. He called for his bowl of TNT. And he always liked to have a song around. So he called for his fiddlers three, and they all went out on a spree. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. That's all as far as I can see. But because he had his fling, and because he liked to swing, he went down in history. So perhaps there's a chance for me.
The governor passed out a law to the people to keep the town as clean as a whistle. No messing about in the place. Keep your yard as clean as your face. Everyone knows the penalty. Untidiness is 6 months in custody. Up came Mr. Powell, who had something in his barrel. Went and stooped down at the side of the road, and his dear he put down the load. Same time a police was passing, he didn't see what Powell was doing. So then he kept on walking up slowly to see if the place was tidy. Same time Powell started to tremble. As soon as he saw the constable, before the policeman knew what was wrong, Powell take off his hat and cover it down. Up came the officer and asked him, what is the matter? He said, the Queen's canary fly away, but I have him covered on there. Yes, the policeman fly in a rage and ask him, why don't you get a cage? He said, I couldn't leave the birdie, so I was afraid it would fly and go. If you would keep it covered for me, I'll get a cage and come back in a hurry. The stupid policeman accepted that, stooped down by the road and hold down the hat. Oh Lord, up came an inspector and asked him, what is the matter? He said, the Queen's canary fly away, but I have him covered down there. Inspector was very, very greedy, so he rushed out his car in a hurry. Because if a man holy queen is canary, his reward is supposed to be heavy. Well, without any delay, he sent the policeman two blocks away of all the dirty tricks upon the shelf. He wanted the reward money for himself. So then he raised the hat very slowly, feeling for the queen's canary. But when he snatched, he holds something soft instead. He said the nasty canary dead.
All Oh, what a sad ending to the story of the Queen's Canary. And that was Lord Creator. Real name, Kentrick Patrick. And the Queen's Canary was from an LP that came out in 1966 called Jamaica Time, and that was produced by the legendary Jamaican producer Clemens Dodd. A little bit of calypso there for you. And I love those with the great little stories. And before that, we heard Edgar Hayes and his orchestra, great piano player from the 30s, with Old King Cole. And that was recorded in New York on October 11th of 1937 for the Decca label. And that was Bill Darnell on the vocals. And right at the top of that set, we heard the great Boogie Woogie piano player Merrill Moore with King Porter Stomp. And like I said before, that was recorded in Hollywood on March 14th, 1956, and it featured Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West. And we're approaching, getting close to the halfway mark of Freetown Radio, and my name is Roger Cash. And you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week, every Friday at 3, as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS, which is 88.7 on your FM dial. And our next set, if you're just tuning in, by the way, the theme this week is Kings and Queens. We got a lot more royalty to get to. But first, opening up our next set, here's a rare track that was an outtake, kind of like a little jam in the studio. This was Doug Somm of the famous Sir Douglas Quintet, Doug Somm and Band, the Texas Tornadoes, etc., doing a song called From a Jack to a King, and this was an outtake recorded in 1972. And he's got a couple of special guests on there with him. He's got Jerry Garcia on pedal steel and David Grisman on mandolin. And don't know who the others are on this, but it seems like they're having fun. So why don't we give it a fling? Here's Doug Somm with the great old song From a Jack to a King. Hope you enjoy.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding, way to days that I want, to the king of your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets I stuck the car. I saw the twinkle
a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
Thank you.
I'm the king of fools, the King Kong king of fools. Now fool always has a song, he sings it feeling proud, and before too long there's a crowd, and the fool finds himself alone with grinning faces all around. Watch him dance till he falls down. I'm the king. Ooh, I'm the king.
Thank you.
That's a good old good one. From 1927, that was billed as Riley Puckett and Bob Nichols. But it was actually Riley Puckett and Clayton McMichin. It's Riley on the guitar and vocals, Clayton on the fiddle and vocals. And that was recorded in Atlanta on November 21st in 1927 for the Columbia label. It was My Blue Ridge Mountain Queen. And before that, we heard something kind of modern. We heard the great Australian songwriter Paul Kelly, a little band he put together for this album called Paul Kelly and the Boone Companions. And it was a great LP that it came from, also on CD in 2004. It was called Ways and Means. And proving once again what a great songwriter he is. That was King of Fools. And we start off that set with the Doug Somm outtake from 1972. Doing a song that many have covered. From a Jack to a King. It looks like we're doing good on time. We got time for another couple of sets. And this next set, I'm going to warn you all. These three songs in a row just might break your heart. So get ready. We're going to start it off with the great Lefty Frizzell. And so appropriate for our theme today. This one's A King Without a Queen.
Riches do not come in silver and in gold. It comes in the happiness you find. I put my gold and silver before my precious queen, and now there's only memories left behind. If you've ever lost a loved one, then you know just what I mean. For what good is treasures and a kingdom if you're a king without a that she has gone and found another love. My castle is empty and so cold. For her leaving brought me heartaches that I have never known. There's sadness in the treasures I now hold. If you've ever lost a loved one, then you know just what I mean. For what good are treasures and a kingdom if you're a king without a.
child in the nursery, no ring on my hand, for love is a game that you play. But I'll hold you, darling, as long as I can. Yes, I'll be your queen for a day.
I had sunk as low as a man could go. The world had turned me down. Then you picked me up and you kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar into a king. Yes, you took the rags from off of my back, and you gave me your love to keep me warm. Yes, you picked me up and you kissed me sweet, and changed a beggar into a king. I had walked the streets with my head bowed low. The sun for me never shine. Then you came along into my life and changed a beggar into a king. Yes, you took the rags from off of my back, and you placed a crown on my head. Yes, you picked me up and kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar into a king. You changed a beggar into a king.
Late great George Jones. Great little song there, Beggar to a King. That was recorded in Nashville on January 4th of 1962 for the United Artists label. And before that, we heard the great Wanda Jackson with Just Queen for a Day. And that was recorded in Hollywood on September 17th, 1957 for the Capitol label. And that featured Buck Owens and Billy Strange on the guitars. And I believe Merrill Moore, who we played earlier in the set, that great boogie-woogie piano player, was playing the vibraphone on that track. And we start off that set with the amazing Lefty Frizzell with A King Without a Queen. That was recorded in Dallas on April 4th in 1952 for the Columbia label. And featured Johnny Gimble there on the fiddle. So we're doing great on time. Looks like we're going to be able to get this last set in. And we're going to start off with one of my favorite female country singers, Miss Norma Jean. It is a great little tune recorded in 1959 that has the great Jerry Bird on steel guitar and Tommy Jackson on the fiddle. I'm going to start off this next set with Honolulu Queen.
As the steamer pulls away through old San Francisco Bay, I stand here and watch the end of all my dreams. For it takes my love from me back to where he'd rather be, in the arms of his Honolulu Queen.
Stand back. I may flex any minute and completely flatten anybody standing too close. Would you believe that just today, two gorgeous girls rushed up to me at the beach? Each of them pulled a hair from my massive little chest for a souvenir. All the other girls were heartbroken because they'll have to wait 6 or 8 months for a new crop to grow.
The men'll get jealous and the girls will think the minute somebody just pictures the name King Kong.
Eh? Boy, that really got you, doesn't it? Sounds so masculine. I saw Tarzan do that on the late movie, and this beautiful girl leaped out of a tree right on his head. Boy, I so impressed. Last week, I tried it in the city park. Nothing. I was attacked by a vicious gorilla and run down by a snow cone machine. told you I was irresistible.
The men will get jealous and the girls will think. The minute somebody just enjoys the name King Kong. King Kong.
That's great. Listen, you better watch me every minute, Clyde. I'll kick sand in the face and take your girl away. Stand back. I may flex.
The poor man wants the oyster, the rich man wants the pearl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing,
come on and sing,
sing, brother, sing.
Come on and sing.
'Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. The rich man wants the princess, the poor man just wants a girl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing,
come on and sing,
sing, brother, sing.
Come on and sing.
'Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's the king of the whole wide world. The man wants to be a rich man, the rich man wants to be a king. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world.
Come on and sing,
sing, brother, sing. 'Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing.
Sing,
brother, sing. 'Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Of the whole wide world. Of the whole wide world.
Yeah, what an appropriate way to end our King and Queen show with the King himself. That was Elvis Presley with King of the Whole Wide World. And that was recorded in 1961 for the RCA label and ended up in the film Kid Galahad that came out in 1962. Before that, we heard The Lunatic from Lubbock, Texas, Mr. Don Bowman. Funny guy with King Kong. That was recorded in Nashville in October of 1964 for the RCA Victor label. And we start off that set with great country singer Norma Jean with Honolulu Queen. And that was recorded in Nashville on March 26th in 1959 for the Columbia label. And it featured the great Jerry Bird on steel guitar. Really pretty cut there. So that's it for the King and Queen show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Freetown Radio this week. You know, we come to you every Friday at 3 following Nick Spitzer's fine program, American Roots. And the show is also rebroadcast for all you nightbirds late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m., where some people say I sound more appropriate because I talk slow. And you could also catch us on the web, anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection, at krvs.org. Podcasts of the show are also available on the website. And if you go to the website, to krvs.org, and you click on Programs, click on Freetown Radio, you'll find the Freetown Radio archive and all the shows are there for your convenience, just to hit a button. So we got about 1 minute left. With the King and Queen show, why not go out with one of the very first B.B. King singles ever recorded, which also has a king in the title. It's called Miss Martha King. Everybody have a great weekend. We're going to have some warm weather finally this weekend. And we'll see you next week at 3. Here's B.B.